In France, far-right politics and anti-Muslim mudslinging have crept onto center stage ahead of next month's presidential election. France may be in the midst of an economic crisis, but it is halal meat that has become the unlikely and controversial focus of the campaign, as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
It all began when National Front Party presidential candidate Marine Le Pen said that non-Muslims in Paris were unwittingly eating halal meat.
En poursuivant notre enquête, c'est ce que nous avons découvert.
Her comments came a few days after a television exposé on the French meat industry. The report on popular investigative show Envoyé Spécial focused on sanitary conditions at France's 275 slaughterhouses. But it also delved into the issue of ritual slaughter. Though a European law mandates that animals be stunned unconscious before being killed, there is an exception for religious slaughter where the animal's throat is slit while it's still conscious. The television documentary reported that most abattoirs around Paris practice only halal slaughter methods because it's too expensive to do both, and they don't want to miss out on the large Muslim market in and around the French capital.
Disons que déjà, ils s'attendent pas à avoir une boucherie traditionnelle de la viande halal.
This traditional French butcher in the documentary, Jacques Pierre, explains that he doesn't tell his customers that they're eating halal meat. We have to lie to them, he says. We have no choice. Marine Le Pen says French customs are being crushed by an invading immigrant force.
Moi, j'ai le droit, comme citoyenne, comme consommatrice,
I have the right as a citizen to know if I'm buying meat where the animal is slaughtered in horrible cruelty, taking sometimes 15 minutes to die. This is a moral point. Don't French people who don't want to eat halal have the same rights as Muslims who do?
At the Oasis Halal meat shop in this largely immigrant neighborhood in the north of Paris, four butchers stand behind the counter waiting on a line of customers. The butchers say every time there's an election, Muslims are stigmatized, whether it's halal meat or headscarves. Buying lamb chops, French-Algerian Karim Ben Hadada says he's long stopped paying attention to Marine Le Pen and the National Front Party.
Ils ont un problème avec les musulmans. C'est dans leur cœur. Ils ont de la haine.
The latest debate has nothing to do with halal meat. It's that their hearts are full of hatred towards us.
Outside his office in central Paris, Jean-Yves Camus, expert on the far right with the Institute of International and Strategic Relations, says the issue of eating halal or not is of no particular interest to most French people.
Well, in fact, it's not really a debate within the French population at all. The only thing the average Frenchman is aware is that Muslims eat a kind of meat which is not the same as the one he eats, but he only cares about the price of the meat.
It all might have fizzled out, but President Nicolas Sarkozy, who is trailing socialist frontrunner François Hollande, is desperate to attract voters from the far right. Not to be outdone by Le Pen, Sarkozy called for stricter meat labeling and reiterated his position that serving halal meat in school cafeterias was a contradiction of French secular values. Then Sarkozy's prime minister really stuck his foot in it.
Au maintien de traditions qui n'ont plus grand-chose à voir.
Speaking on Europe One Radio, François Fillon suggested that Muslim and Jewish ancestral ritual slaughter traditions were outdated. Fillon said, religions should think about continuing to keep traditions that don't have much in common with today's state of science or hygiene. His comments brought French Muslims and Jews together in a rare show of unity. The gaffe may also have alienated some French Jews who have long supported Sarkozy. Fillon has been meeting with rabbis and imams, scrambling to repair the damage. Camus says the debate shows the battle for the French presidency is being waged on the far right.
If you want to be a real leader of the right, you have, at one point, to take away those voters from the National Front and drag them into your own party, which is the UMP, Sarkozy's party.
This time around, Camus says Sarkozy has failed to attract those voters, and his leap into the ritual slaughter debate shows just how desperate he is, less than 2 months away from the presidential election. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris. Mm-hmm.